So let's review. The Gemara introduces a discussion regarding the Isra of Baal Taktiru. When the required part of a carbon was burned on the Mizbeach, the remainder of that carbon, which is designated for Achila, may not be burned on the Mizbeach. Therefore, one may not burn on the Mizbeach the meat of a carbon or the Shirayim of a Mincha, which are meant to be eaten, because the Chelim of the Behemah and the Kaimitz of the Mincha were already burned on the Mizbeach. The source for the Isra of Baal Taktiru is found in two Pesukim. Kichol sar b'chol davash le'sektiru b'menu ish la'ashem. And then, carbon rashes takribu oisem la'ashem ve'elam ezbeach lo'yal l'reach nechayach. The first pasuk teaches two isurim. Kichol sar b'chol davash le'sektiru. Chametz and honey may not be burned on the mezbeach. The words mimenu isha teach kol shu mimenu le'ish ma'reyu b'bal taktiru. When the required part of a carbon was burned on the mezbeach, the shiur carbon, the remainder of that carbon, which is designated for achila, may not be burned on the mezbeach. The second pasuk adds a heter and an iser. Carbon Rishis Takribu teaches a heter that the Shtei Alechem may and must be brought from Sa'ar, and the Bikur may and must include the Vash. Ve'el Mizbeach teaches an iser that Diraboy Loch Kevish Kemizbeach. The above Isurim apply even if to the Kevish, that the above items may not be burned even on the ramp of the Mizbeach. And the Gemara cites a machlekes in the interpretation of this iser. Rabbi Yechanan holds Ve'el Mizbeach includes all of the above items, Sa'ar V'Devash, and also Shiyari Carbon that they apply even on the Kevish. And therefore, hamala mikul malgabe kevish chayef. One is liable for burning shiur carbon on the kevish. While Rabbi Laza holds velam mizbeach includes only sa'ar v'devash, but not shiur carbon, because the exclusive word aysam is applied to the iser of velam mizbeach and teaches aysam hu derabe loch kevish kemizbeach of a midich v'niloy. It is only regarding sa'ar v'devash that we derive from velam mizbeach that it may not be burned even on the kevish. But regarding shiur carbon, it may be burned on the kevish, and therefore hamala mikul malgabe kevish pater. One is not liable for burning shiur carbon on the kevish. While Rabbi Yechon holds, the word aysam is applied to the heter of carbon rashis and teaches tzibur mevin chayva ve'im mevin nedava. The tzibur may bring only the obligatory shtei alechem on Shavuos, but the tzibur, and certainly a yachid, may not bring a voluntary shtei alechem during the year. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes regarding hamala mibsarchata sa'if agave mizbeach. Whether the Isra Baal Taktiru applies to a Chata Sa'if, whose blood is sprinkled on the Mizbeach, but its meat is not burned on the Mizbeach, it is entirely eaten by the Kanim. Rabbi Eliezer holds the Isra Baal Taktiru does not apply to Chata Sa'if, because the first Pasuk states, Kol Shem Mimenu Le'ishin. V'hai Ein Mimenu Le'ishin. The Isra Baal Taktiru applies only to Karbanis that are burned on the Mizbeach, while a Chata Sa'if is not burned on the Mizbeach. While Rabbi Kiva holds, Baal Taktiru does apply to Chata Sa'if because the first word in the second Pasuk, carbon, is applied to the preceding Isra Baal Taktiru and in the first Pasuk, and teaches Kol Sheshmei carbon, Vahainami Shmei carbon. The Isra Baal Taktiru applies to all those that are called a carbon, and the Chata Sa'if is also called a carbon in the Pasuk, Ve'imin Aif Oilu Karbani. And accordingly, their Machlekes also applies to Leg Shemin Shel Mitzayra. A Mitzayra must bring a carbon ashram with a leg of oil which is sprinkled toward the Hechel, then applied to his right earlobe, right thumb, and the big toe on his right foot. But the Leg Shemin is not burned on the Mizbeach. The Ezra holds, the Isra Baal Taktiru does not apply to the Leg Shemin because Kol Shemimenu Le'ishim V'hai Eimimenu Le'ishim. While Rabbi Kiva holds Baal Taktiru does apply to the Leg Shemin because Kol Sheshmei Karbon V'hainam Shmei Karbon. As the Pasuk states, Kol Karbonim L'rabbis Leg Shemin Shel Mitzayra. The Gemara proceeds with a brace regarding the Pasuk Kichol Sar V'chol Devash Le'sektir Mimenu Isha La'ashem. Sa'ar Baal Taktiru Ein Li Ela Kuloi. The initial Isra Le'sektiru applies to Kuloi, a complete shear, and the superfluous word Kol applies the Isra even to Mikzasai, and the additional word Kikol applies the Isra even to Eruvai. And the Gemara offers two approaches to the understanding of Kulei and Mektsase. Abaya says, Yesh Kaimitz Paches Mishnei Zesim. A Kaimitz can contain even less than two Kizesim. And therefore, Kulei Kizayis Mektsase Chatzi Zayis. The initial Isra Le'sektiru applies to a whole Kaimitz the size of Kizayis and Alva more, and the word Kal applies the Isra even to a half Kaimitz which is less than the Kizayis. And accordingly, Vyesh Haktar Pachusim Mikizayis. The Shir Haktar is even less than the Kizayis. While Rava holds, in Kaimitz Pachas Mishnei Zesim, a Kaimitz must contain a minimum of two Kizesim, and therefore, Kulei Kaimitz Miktsase Chatzi Kaimitz. The initial Isra Le'sektiru applies to a whole Kaimitz, the size of at least two Kizesim, and the word Kal applies the Isra even to a half Kaimitz, which is at least one Kizayis, but the Isra does not apply to less than the Kizayis, because Ein Haktara Pachus Mikizayis. The Shir Haktara must be a minimum of one Kizayis. And accordingly to both Abaye and Rabba, ki kol l'rabbis eruvai. The words ki kol applies the iser even to sa'ar that was mixed with matzah and is no longer be'en recognizable. The Gemara proceeds with a machlokes regarding hamala misa'ar medvash agabe mizbeach. If one burned a mixture of sa'ar and devash on the mizbeach, Rava holds loike mishum sa'ar v'loike mishum devash, loike mishum eruve sa'ar u'mishum eruve devash. He's liable to four malkas, two for the specific lavan against burning sa'ar and devash that are ben, and two for the general lav of kikol against burning sa'ar and devash that are in a mixture. While Abaya holds, ein loike alav shebachlalos. One does not get malkus for a general lav, such as kikol, that includes prohibitions for sa'ar and devash. And so he is only liable to two malkus for the specific lavin of sa'ar and devash. Now, regarding the general lav of kikol, there are two versions. In one version, Abaya holds chadim mi'alaki. He does get malkus only once for the general lav. In the second version, Abaya holds chadim nami'alaki. The holam yachid lave kalava dechasima. He does not get malchus at all for the general lav because it is not a specific lav like the lav of Leisach Mishar B'dishay, which follows the parasha of malchus, and the juxtaposition teaches that all lavin must be similar to lav de chasima for one to get malchus for transgressing it.